The time we spent together, I'm a million miles away. I'd love to say that nothing's changed, but maybe we're better off alone.
We saw on your Instagram there's some exciting news coming.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, I can't say a lot,
okay.
But we've got some stuff we've been working on over lockdown, which we want to share some new music stuff and some hopefully some out and about type stuff, but that might have all been thrown out with the bathwater at the minute. But yeah, we've got a few things to announce very soon, which we're very excited about.
Nice.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, so tell me, like, with the new lockdown, how is it? Are studios still open? Are you able to still record and stuff? Or?
Yeah, I mean, for the first 6 months or whatever it was from March, we just stopped doing everything and we just wrote, which in a way was kind of nice because we were doing everything ourselves. So we were touring, we were playing about 70, 80 shows a year. So we kind of went, we always were touring and we were balancing writing and recording time in between runs. So it was nice to have some time when we weren't doing anything where we could just write. So we wrote a lot. We're quite lucky that technology is pretty good now that we can just do it online. So we don't really need to be in the same room together, which is a blessing and a curse. But we're just going to be writing from home and baking cakes and growing beards.
Sounds all right. So we were thinking this, weren't we? How lockdown affects the music industry, whether there'll be more music after lockdown because the artists aren't touring as much, so they've got more time to produce in the studio.
It's a good question. I think there probably will be more because people have been bored, so people have had more time to make music with less distraction. So nobody's touring, nobody's working on videos, or nobody's spending time working on album campaigns or marketing campaigns. They're just writing. Well, that's how it's been for us anyway.
Yeah.
I'd imagine there's probably going to be a lot of music out in the next year.
Yeah, probably.
And also, it's the only thing people can do. You can't sell tickets and you can't go and meet fans, but you can put out singles.
There's a few other artists have done some covers and stuff over lockdown.
Yeah.
Have you done any?
Not any covers, no. We've done a lot of like collab writing and stuff. A lot of our friends are also in bands and writers.
Yeah.
So we use the time when they were normally really busy to connect with them and to write some stuff that isn't particularly in our genre. We did some housey stuff just to experiment with, which was I don't know if that stuff will ever see the light of day, but it was fun to write with some other people.
Why not, if you've got time to do it?
Who would be your dream collaboration?
Oh, what a question. Paul Simon would be pretty sick. Tom really loves Paramore. Maybe Hayley Williams. Maybe we can do a moody acoustic EP with Hayley Williams. That would be sick.
That would be cool. We're wondering, on our show, we always talk about band names. So we're wondering, where does your band name come from? What's the story behind that?
So this is a really bad story, so strap on in.
Everyone says that.
Yeah, I think they're all like really inside jokes that are really tired by the... basically, our band name came from years ago. My brother, who used to be in the band going back a long while, he was on holiday with a friend of ours, and they were in a French market and they saw a little tin toy of a tin panda, and it wound up and it played a little tune and it fell over after 2 or 3 seconds. And it was like, oh, that's kind of funny. That's a bit like us because we can't really play and we're always falling over. So we couldn't call it pandas because it sounded like Korean pop, sounded like a K-pop band. So we went for something really boring, the understated pigeon.
Yeah, it's something more English than a panda.
Absolutely.
It's a cool name.
I go through a love-hate relationship with the name. Sometimes I read it on a set list or whatever, and I'm like, it's so strange. It's so,
that's kind of good, because the strange ones stand out.
I agree. So initially there were four of you in the band, is that right?
There were four. In the early days, there were four. We all went to school together, essentially, and we weren't really sporty. So writing music was something that meant that we didn't have to go and stand outside in the rain.
Makes sense.
And it just kind of stuck from there. It started off being like a bit of a hobby when we were in school, and then we all left school 5-6 years ago, and then have been sort of touring and recording ever since.
Nice.
But it's adapted and changed along the way. Now there's only two, but it's still essentially the same band. It's just progressed a bit. Tom's my best mate anyway, so. The only time when it gets a bit intense, I wouldn't even say intense, is when we've been on tour for maybe a month and a bit and we've not come home and everyone's really tired and hungry you've not really slept, and we'll be up in like Glasgow or something and Tom will be saying something and we'll bicker like an old married couple. We play live as a four piece. We have a session drummer and a session guitarist, and they find it really funny that we bicker like two old women, just about like where to park the van and like where are we gonna go for dinner after the show. That's the only time when I'd consider things get a bit tense, but no, we get along really well, and we have like very very similar taste in what music we listen to. So there's never any artistic differences or what have you. Okay. We're pretty much on the same page. Yeah.
So what genre would you say you put yourselves in then?
I've always called it like friendly indie pop, because it's quite like an easy sound to listen to. It's not particularly like melody, like sonically, it's not particularly challenging.
Hmm.
We're not like reinventing the wheel. But we do, like, in terms of like subject and lyrically, we try and go a bit deeper than just being easy listening and talk about like our lives essentially, and what it's like being a 24-year-old in a crazy world.
Makes sense.
So we saw your music video for Closer. It got selected for a few film festivals.
Yeah.
We're wondering how you kind of find your ideas for the videos. And also, we're watching the video. We wanted to know the significance of the skulls.
Okay. The significance of the skulls, I think it's meant to be a sort of like, in that bit in the video, the lights are flashing and he's like looking around the room and the head, his computer's spinning. And it's meant to be a sort of, we wanted to really like find a theme of mental health in that, and how lockdown really affected that for everybody, I think. And that sequence of the lights flashing and things going really crazy and the skulls moving around was meant to be a metaphor for him feeling like the world was like caving in around him a little bit. Maybe there's a bit of like Hamlet in there too, but I can't really think of an intelligent comment to do with that.
So we were saying, when we were looking at music videos a few days ago, we were saying that we really like how you've actually put your music, the meaning of your music, into the videos rather than just having a band play music in a video.
Yeah, I think thank you, man. We've really tried to think about that. We didn't really. I mean, this isn't me like slagging those videos off at all. Because, you know, I could name you some really beautiful videos where bands are just effectively playing their music and they're done really, really well. But I think, well, Tom and I are quite shy anyway, so we didn't really want to be, and also we can't act, so we didn't really want to be in the video.
Yeah,
we are actually in one video, but you might not be able to tell it's us. We decided to make them about the stories about what the song is about. I said about a lot there, if that makes any sense. We tried to make the videos to reflect the actual storyline, and that doesn't involve us.
So we're wondering who you're inspired by.
That's a good question. Loads of people. I think mainly it's our friends, to be honest with you. We have a lot of friends that work in the music industry and who are just lovely, creative people. And I think art does inspire other art and inspire other stuff. So there's a lot of music we love, that we listen to constantly. I'm a big Ben Howard fan. Oh, nice. And Tom's a big, as I said, Paramore fan. So all of that stuff probably does like influence the sound sonically. But just in like day to day, like our friends that write music, we have a friend's band is a band called Outlier.
Yeah.
And we've toured with them for years and stuff, and we get really inspired by hearing what they write. And we've got a friend called Jordan McCamper, who's also a solo artist, and he's touring all the time, and we get inspired by him. And yeah, it's really nice because it's so communal.
So we've got some quick fire questions.
Go for it.
Jaffa cake, cake or biscuit?
Ah, definitely a cake. I'm a big fan of Jaffa cake. We eat a lot on our bus.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
Who's the better cook?
I want to say me, but I think that's because I cook more than Tom, but he is pretty banging.
Okay. Beer or cider?
Cider.
Oh, nice.
Favourite gig you've been to?
I saw the Maccabees last festival show in 2016 at Latitude, and that was amazing. They were just like pulled out all the stops for that, so that's probably got to be mine.
Okay.
What about your favourite gig you've done?
Reading and Leeds, that was fun.
Oh,
yes,
cool.
That sounds good.
Have you ever been on a night out in Nottingham? And if you have, which one's the best?
I don't think we ever have. I love Nottingham as a city. We've only ever gone and hadn't done like in and out shows, and played and then had to leave. But we have been to some really cool bars there. Okay. One of our favourite bars is also one of our favourite venues, you know, the Bodega.
Yes, we love the Bodega.
Indie Wednesdays at the Bodega.
Yeah,
really,
that's amazing. We've played there loads and loads and loads, yes. And all the staff are wonderful. And it's a great venue.
Yeah. Strokes or Arctic Monkeys?
Probably early Arctic Monkeys, but early.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Lidl or Aldi?
I don't really know the difference because I use them both, and my fridge is full of both. So it's got to be a draw on that one.
Or a draw.
I think it's a matter of which one's closer to your house.
I think that's a really good point. I think it's got to be Aldi then.
So thanks for speaking to the
pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate
Thank
your time.
You. This is URN.